The next word is shape. This. Figura. Figura is a perfect. Quadrat. Quadrat. Breakdown. Figura. Figura, this is the word for shape, and it is a feminine noun. Note how the ending changes from a, to, I, in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence. This is a common change for feminine nouns in the nominative case. This is the basic word for shape, and it is very versatile. It can be used to describe the shape of a physical object, or the shape of something more abstract like a cloud, a melody, or even an argument. Quadrat. Quadrat, this means square, and is a masculine noun. It remains unchanged as it is in the nominative case. This word is a direct translation of the English word square. It is important to note that square, in the sense of a geometric shape in English, can refer to the shape itself as well as the shape's outline, or the space within the shape. In Russian, the word квадрат, квадрат, refers only to the shape itself. You might use сторона квадрата, сторона квадрата, to mean side of a square, and площадь квадрата, площадь квадрата, to mean area of a square. Translation. This shape is a perfect square. Pronunciation guide. Figura. Figura, the U sounds like the U in moon. Quadrat. Quadrat, the sounds like the in father. English word. Shape, Russian word. Figura. Figura. The next word is welcome. Sentence. Добро пожаловать. Ве наша университете. Breakdown. Добро. Pronounced добро means good or welcome. Пожаловать. Pronounced пожаловать means to welcome or to be welcome. It is an imperative verb, which means it is commanding or suggesting an action. Pronounced V means in or to. Наш. Pronounced наш means our. Университет. Pronounced университет means university. Translation. Welcome to our university. Variations. This phrase can be used in many situations, such as when greeting someone at a university, a store, a home, or any other place. Key concepts. Imperative verb. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb pe-o-ge-a-l or me-a-te-yeri. This form is used to give commands or make suggestions. Prepositions. The preposition is used to show location. It is similar to the English preposition in. Pronunciation. The stress in the phrase is on the second syllable of each word except for where. The sounds be and where in Russian are similar to the English sounds b and v. The sound j in Russian is similar to the English sound zh as in vision. The sound chair in Russian is similar to the English sound ch as in chair. The sound sha in Russian is similar to the English sound sh as in ship. Word translations. Добро. Добро, good, welcome. Пожаловать. Пожаловать, to welcome. We in to наш. Наш, our. Университет. Университет, university. The next word is smile. The English word smile translates to улыбка. Pronounced улыбка in Russian. It's a noun, and you can use it in various ways to express happiness, amusement, or even politeness. Here's an example sentence. Она улыбнулась мне. когда я вошел в комнату. Pronounced, она улыбнула со мной, когда я вошел в комнату. This translates to, she smiled at me when I entered the room. Here's a breakdown. Она. Она, she. Улыбнулась. Улыбнулась, smiled, past tense, feminine form. Мне. Мне, to me, dative case, used to indicate the recipient of the action. Когда. Когда, when. Я. Я, I. Вошел. Вошел, entered, past tense, masculine form. В. V, in, preposition. Комнату. Комнату, room, accusative case, used to indicate the object of the verb. Key concept. Улыбка. Улыбка, is a noun, and it is feminine. Variations. Улыбаться. Улыбаться, to smile, verb. Улыбчивый. Улыбчивый, smiling, adjective, masculine. Улыбчивая. Улыбчивая, smiling, adjective, feminine. Улыбчивый. Улыбчивой, smiling, adjective, neuter. Remember, the word. Улыбка. Улыбка, is a great way to express a positive emotion in Russian. English to Russian, smile. Улыбка. Улыбка. The next word is communication. Hash hash. Коммуникация. Между. Людьми. Очень. Важна. Breakdown. Коммуникация. Pronounced. Коммуникация. This is the noun form of communication in Russian. It refers to the act or process of exchanging information, ideas, or feelings. Между. Pronounced. Между. This preposition means between and is used to indicate the relationship between two or more entities. Людьми. Pronounced. Людьми. This is the plural form of the noun. Человек. Pronounced. Человек. Meaning, person. So, людьми means people. Очень. Pronounced, очень, this is an adverb meaning, very. It intensifies the adjective that follows. Важна. Pronounced, важна, this is the feminine form of the adjective. Важный. Pronounced, важный, meaning, important. It is used to describe the noun. Коммуникация. Meaning, communication between people is very important. Key concepts. Noun declension. In Russian, nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. The word коммуникация is in the nominative case, which is used for the subject of the sentence. Adjective agreement. Adjectives in Russian must agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Here, the adjective важна agrees with the noun коммуникация. In gender, feminine, and number, singular. Preposition usage. Prepositions in Russian are very important for understanding the relationships between words in a sentence. English translation of words. Коммуникация. Communication. Между. Between. Людьми. People. Очень. Very. Важна. Important. The next word is agent. The word agent in Russian is agent. Pronounced agent. Here is a simple sentence using the word agent продал билеты на концерт. Breakdown. Agent agent, agent. Product. Pronoun, past tense of the verb, to sell. Billet. Billet, tickets. Ne. Na, on, to, at. Concert. Concert, concert. Meaning, the agent sold tickets to the concert. Variations. The word agent can be used in many contexts, such as a travel agent, a secret agent, a literary agent, or a real estate agent. The verb product. Product is the infinitive form of the verb to sell and can be conjugated in various tenses and aspects. Key concepts. The word order in Russian is usually subject-verb-object. The verb conjugation in Russian changes based on the tense, person, and number. English to Russian translation. Agent. Agent. Agent, to sell. Продавать. Продавать, tickets. Билеты. Билеты, concert. 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 The next word is traditional. This is a great word to learn because it gives you insight into the culture of Russia, which is deeply steeped in tradition. The sentence is В России есть много традиций. Breakdown. В means in and is a preposition. Pronunciation. V, like the, V, in, very. Russi. Means, Russia, and is the genitive case of. Russia. Pronunciation. Russi, I, like the word, Russia. Yes. Means, there is slash R. Pronunciation. Yes, like the English word, yes, but with a, T, at the end. Много. Means, many, and is an adjective. Pronunciation. Mnogo, like the English word, mango. Традиции. Means, traditions, and is the genitive plural of. Традиции. Pronunciation. Традиции, like the English word, tradition, with a slight, S, sound at the end. The sentence means. There are many traditions in Russia. The word, traditions, in this sentence is in the genitive plural case. This is an important grammatical concept in Russian, because it means that the word is used to describe the object of something. In this case, the traditions are the object of, there are many. There are many what? There are many traditions. English translation. In. Russia. Russia. Yes. There is slash R. Много. Many. Традиции. Traditions. The next word is replace. The word, replace, in Russian is заменить. Pronounced заменить. Let's look at an example sentence. The old TV needs to be replaced with a new one. In Russian. Старый телевизор нужно заменить новым. Pronounced старый телевизор нужно заменить новым. Breakdown. Старый. Pronounced старый, old, masculine singular adjective. Телевизор. Pronounced телевизор, television, masculine noun. Нужно. Pronounced нужно, needs to, impersonal verb. Заменить. Pronounced заменить, replace, verb in infinitive form. Новым. Pronounced новым, new, masculine singular adjective in instrumental case. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns and adjectives have genders, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This influences the form of the words, especially in cases. Cases. Russian has six grammatical cases that determine the function of a noun or pronoun in a sentence. In this example, the adjective. Новым. New is in the instrumental case, which is used to indicate the means or instrument by which something is done. Infinitive form, the verb zamenit is in the infinitive form, which is the base form of the verb to replace. The infinitive form is used when you are talking about the action in general, not in a specific tense. Pronunciation tips. Yeah. Pronounced E is like the E in bed. Or pronounced O is like the O in go. Pronounced E is like the E in see. Pronounced E is like the E in C. Ah. Pronounced R is like the A in father. English-Russian translation of keywords. Replace. Zamenit. Pronounced zamenit. The next word is judge. The judge is a very important person in the legal system. Судья. Является. Очень важным человеком в правовой системе. Судья. Судья, judge. Является. Является, is. Очень. Очень, very. Важным. Важным, important. Человеком. Человеком, person. В. In. Правовой. Правовой, legal. System. System, system. Key concept. The word. Является. Is a common verb meaning is or is being and is used in many contexts. This is a good word to learn. Translation. The judge is a very important person in the legal system. The next word is herself. O-N-I-S-A-M-A-P-O-S-H-A-L-A-V-M-A-G-A-Z-E-N. Она сама пошла в магазин. Breakdown. O-N-A. Она. She, this is the nominative case of the pronoun ona. Ona. Meaning, she. Pronounced as, ona. S-I-M-A. Sama. Herself, this word is used to emphasize that the action is performed by the subject alone. It is an adjective meaning, herself, himself, or itself, and it must agree in gender and number with the noun it modifies. Pronounced as sama, pošla, pošla, went. This is the past tense, feminine singular form of the verb idete, itti, to go. Pronounced as pošla, ve, to, into. This is a preposition that means to or into. Pronounced as vmagazen, magazine. Store, this is a masculine noun, pronounced as magazine. Meaning, she went to the store by herself. Key concepts. Pronoun case. Russian pronouns have different forms depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. In this case, ona. Ona. Is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence. Reflexive pronoun. S-I-M-A. Sama. Is a reflexive pronoun that reflects the action back on the subject. Gender agreement. Adjectives in Russian must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Variations. If the subject were male, we would use S-I-M. Sam. Himself. If the subject were plural, we would use S-I-M-E. Sammy. Themselves. English to Russian. Herself. Sama. Sama, himself. Sam. Sam, themselves. Sami. Sami. The next word is suddenly. Wenn jene apeno. Wienen apno. She fell asleep. Breakdown. Wenn jene apeno. Wienen apno. Suddenly, in an adverb modifying the verb, fell asleep, and is in the nominative case. Pronunciation. Wienen apno. Wienen apno, with the emphasis on the second syllable. O-N-A. Owner. She is the subject of the sentence. Pronunciation. Owner. Anna, with the emphasis on the first syllable. Nasnula. Nasnula. Fell asleep, is a perfective verb in the past tense. The perfective verbs indicate an action that was completed in the past. Pronunciation. Nasnula. Nasnula, with the emphasis on the second syllable. The sentence literally translates as, suddenly she fell asleep. Helpful hint. There are two main types of verbs in the Russian language, perfective and imperfective. The perfective verbs generally refer to actions that have a clear beginning and end, while imperfective verbs refer to ongoing actions. In general, the perfective verbs are formed by adding a prefix to the imperfective verb. So, to sleep is spát. Spát, which is an imperfective verb. By adding the prefix nea, we get nasnuteri. Nasnut. Nasnut, which is a perfective verb. English. Suddenly Russian. Vnapna. Vnapno. The next word is generation. The word generation in Russian is pokolenie. Pokolenie. Here's a sentence using this word. Это поколение выросло в эпоху интернета. Это поколение выросло в эпоху интернета. Breakdown. Это. Это, this, pronoun, nominative case, это. Поколение. Поколение, generation, noun, nominative case, поколение. Выросло. Выросло, grew up, verb. Past tense, neuter gender, singular, myroslo. V. In preposition, V. Epochu. Epochu, epoch, era, noun, accusative case, epochu. Internetta. Internetta, internet, noun, genitive case, internita. Translation. This generation grew up in the era of the internet. Key concepts. Gender in Russian. Nouns in Russian have gender, masculine, feminine, neuter. This affects the form of the adjective and verb that modifies it. In this sentence, generation is neuter, so the verb grew up is in the neuter form. Cases in Russian. Nouns and pronouns change their form depending on their function in the sentence, subject, object, etc. This is called case. Here, generation is in the nominative case, subject, and internet is in the genitive case of the internet. Variations of generation. Поколение. Поколение, generations, plural nominative, поколение. Поколение. Поколению, to a generation, dative case, поколению. Поколениями. Поколениями, by generations, instrumental case, поколениями. Pronunciation. Поколение. Поколение, the stress is on the second syllable, ко. Выросло. Выросло, the stress is on the second syllable, rose. Эпоху. Эпоху, the stress is on the first syllable, e. Интернета. Интернета, the stress is on the third syllable, ter. English / Russian translation and pronunciation. Generation. Поколение. Поколение. The next word is here. The word here can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here are a few examples. 1. Here, as a location. Здесь. Pronounced Zdes, this is the most common translation of here, and means here, in the sense of a location. The stress is on the first syllable, Z. Example sentence. Здесь. Очень. Красиво. Zdes. Очень. Красиво. This means, it is very beautiful here. Вот. Pronounced what, this means, here, in the sense of, this place, and is often used to point to something. The stress is on the first syllable, what. Example sentence. Вот. Мой. Дом. Вот. Мой дом. This means, here is my house. 2. Here, as an action. Вот. Pronounced what, this word is also used to mean, here, in the sense of, look at this, or, do this. Again, the stress is on the first syllable, what. Example sentence. Вот. Как это делается? Вот как это делается? This means, here is how it is done. In general, ZDS is the most versatile translation, and is often used in a more general sense. Вот-э. Вот. Is more specific, and is often used to point to something, or to draw attention to something. English-Russian pronunciation here. Здесь. Здесь here. Вот. Вот. The next word is have. Hash-hash. У меня есть кошка. Breakdown. U. This is the preposition, at, or, by, but it's used here to indicate possession. Think of it like saying, I have. It is similar to, I have a cat. Меня. Меня, this is the personal pronoun, me. It's the object form, so it's used when someone, or something is acting upon you. Есть. Есть. This is the verb, to have. It's a very common, and important verb in Russian. Кошка. Кошка, this is the noun, cat. It's a feminine noun, so the ending of the adjective, my, changes to. Моя. Моя. Translation, I have a cat. Variations. У тебя есть собака? У тебя есть собака? Do you have a dog? У нас есть дом. У нас есть дом, we have a house. Pronunciation tips. The e at the end of есть is very short and almost silent. The a at the end of кошка is pronounced with a slight emphasis. English and Russian translations. Have. Иметь. I met. Cat. Кошка. Кошка.